What's up, y'all? This is your host with the most. So have a toast. Leader Johnson, and this is Father Leader Sports. Man, we got a couple podcasts to go, man. Let's get to it. Villanova, women's basketball, do their thing big. I mean, just the prospects. And we're coming from the Christina Dolls. We're coming from the Zina Jones, Lucy Olsen class. Saw so much talent. Now you're looking at Danae Carter coming over Mississippi State, Bryn McCurry, 6'1", 6'2", can play center, can play power forward, defensive presence. And then you got Maddie Weber, a dog. This is a good class. This is an A class. But Carter just makes it an A class. You bring the transfer, A class. Carter can be a double-double player. And you look at the forwards on this team with Dolls and now Curry. And Kylie Swider will be 6'4 at center. You know, you got Megan O'Brien. You got so many people like Bella Runyon and, you know, Burke, who can switch in between, you know, forward and guard. I mean, 5'11", 6 feet. It's just a lot looking at this team and seeing what they can do in the front court. And look at the 2024 class. I always talk about Jasmine Bosco, man. She is good. Love her game. Sister Reddy is just a real good basketball player. She knew what she was doing. Like, Dylan knows, Dylan wants guards that can lead, and they are tough. They got to be tough, man. And then you get, when Dylan gets in the front court, got to be two-way players for sure. They have to be, the front court has to be physical. It has to be athletic. You know, but the guards mainly just have to be captains. Like, these are, every guard, they should get a tough. They can lead the team, and they're fearless, if anything. Whether they're scoring 30 or they're scoring 10, they're tough. They can play basketball. And now you're looking at what she brings with Bosco and Cicerelli. Now you have your players, because Bosco is the type of player she's going to listen. If I'm saying the name wrong, you know, Dylan, listen to this, so any of the girls correct me. But, and Sister Reddy, this is me sounding out names. But sitting back, and I watch Sister Reddy's film, it's just like, she's a killer. She does everything right, and she's not scared to make that shot. Bosco is so fast. Like, her dribble is the thing I like the most, and she'll make the decision on the go. On the go, it could be a pull up, or it could be the pass, or she's real. She makes fast decisions. Now, who she's recruiting, and this to go with Nova, Brianna Williams, best player in Montana. I've talked to coaches about her. I made some calls. I'll be getting some contact with the coaches over there. You know, this new coach that came. And listen, wow. The big players, because if you go back to McCurry and Dolls was, I said this, I remember saying this when they got there real quickly. I said, as soon as Dolls plays, this team goes to another level. As soon as Dolls got in there impacted with Maddie Seegers, that team looked different. Different. And Dawson is just a game changer. McCurry is oh my gosh, man. I just like the fact that they're two-way athletes. And it's going to be, and they can play offense too, but they can play good elite defense. That is going to be some length to mess with. And Kylie Swider is 6'4". We're talking about a 6'4 girl here. Her mom played ball at New Hampshire. Forgetting this right, and the father played the Florida. Brother Cole Swider, ice cold, recruited by Villanova, loved him. Rhode Island's number one, loved him. He was so exciting in high school, so exciting to watch. He could really light it up. And then you look at Kylie. Kylie averaged 17 to 12. When she gets the time, I don't know how she's going to do this, but it looks like Kylie, as a senior, could be the 6'4". Player. And then you look at what they got at guard. I mean, you know, Lucy Olsen and Look at Maddie Burke at 6 feet. She's a person that can go in between. They're gonna have a lot of people that can switch around. Zanai Jones is a beast. Always loved her game. And shout out to Annie Weld and James Weld. They are brother and sister. James Weld's a tight end. He plays for Villanova football. And Annie Weld, you know, she plays on the team. So I just wanted to say that love. Shout out to Maggie Grant, too. Just a good team. Good all-around team. I'm really excited to see how they go. Villanova, that football, I just think Ferranti, it's a solid class. This is a nice, solid class. But what can make it bigger is Dylan Mills, 3-star quarterback. I interviewed him for 247 Sports. Go on VUSports.com. Check him out. I am Leader Johnson. Okay. If anybody, you know, if the, you know, introduction to the show went past anybody, but Dylan Mills is a 3-star quarterback, good quarterback. Once again, Chris Bowden just continues. I think he was just such a game-changing signing as a coach, because the big problem with Villanova at one time was the quarterback position. Coming in, could you have a stable, steady, healthy, or depth at quarterback? And as it went on, Villanova has getting real good. They're getting some solid, solid pick of Ricky Ortega. Shout-out to him. Hope the best for him. He was a 3-star commit, Coachville. Unbelievable. And then the situation, Dupree Bryant, which unfortunate situation. Real good pickups. Nova just has really been real active, you know, in recruiting. And they continue when coaches leave, like Ola Adams, shout out to him. He's with Penn State now. Defensive assistant, my guy. He was recently with Denver. But they get other guys. Dustin Johnson, shout out to him. Mike Johnston. So many different people who have contributed to it. Sean Devine, Nathan Pagan right now. Those are the people that I don't know about Johnston so far right now, but just Dustin Johnson is really doing this thing. Shout out to their whole staff. So now we look at this team. And Alfonso Cuckoo is another defensive, and I want to talk about the defensive line mainly because they got a commitment from a defensive lineman recently. Ratu Delano Novati, defensive 2024 commit, another defensive lineman, very athletic, very strong, New York prospect. So, you know, here's Villanova making moves more in the defensive line. Let's talk about that. Aiden Howard, one of the top recruits. You know, the guy I told you was like 9 of them on this team that are on this team. And top recruits of all time. You can go 247 Sports. Aiden Howard is about to get his turn. Jake Green about to get. This is the time. Everybody was real high. These are very athletic and talented guys. Obinna Nwobodo. This guy, you look at his, I mean, we're talking about another powerful guy that can get down. These are some talented guys you can wait to see. Still there with Garrett Zobel. All right, you got Cam Gagnon and Jake Reich. Y'all got to get me right on these names. It's Jake Reichwine, another guy, another transfer that came over that's going to play on the defensive end. Now, they are looking at the trenches. They probably looked at Philadelphia football and looked at the trenches. There's a lot of people that can play up front. A lot of people, I'm just waiting to see Aiden Howard, Garrett Zobel, and Jake Green on the same line. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait to see this. And you still got Obinna there who can get down. Then you get Cam to transfer. He's good. And I mean, you got some real good players on this front. Just real anxious to see how this goes. It's offensive lineman, Stevane Valtaire, Wyatt Hummel, guys I can't wait to see who I was always very high on. There's a lot of guys. You know, you got a 2021 recruit, Eric Boskis, if I said that wrong. Also, Ian Erickson. I mean, there's some good players on this team that you haven't even seen make their, you know, it's just their time now. They recruited a lot of big bodies to go along that line. Real interesting talent along the last five recruiting classes you look, and it just looks real good. From 2021, you know, they made a big push. 2020, I mean, made a big push at some good players for this team. Nick Torres is a guy. He was interviewed by NFL Draft Diamonds recently. He's a, his family, great family. Shout out to the Torres family. He's a guy you're going to look for this year to do something. Him and Wyatt Hummel are two guys that they have. Villanova is looking to correct the mistakes along the football line. Mark Ferranti is the correcting type person. When he came in, he was, you know, you, like I say, it's Pennsylvania crowds. This is not Philadelphia crowds. Pennsylvania sports is pressure. You could be elementary school. It's just like, you could be an elementary school basketball team. You could be a cricket team. It's pressure. Depends on how major the sport is, how big the pressure. And as soon as Ferranti got in there, it was automatically, oh, what is he doing? This and that. I'm like, hey, man, we're just riding with this, seeing what happened, you know. And then he went and he did a class that included Forrest Ryan. I remember the Damone Drew class. They had Trajan Anderson. That was the first class I zeroed in on when I first started writing. And then you're looking at the Forrest Ryan class. I mean, when he got to Jaquan Amos, he knows how to correct mistakes. Christian Benford class. I mean, what are we talking about? So now, I just like the transfer portal was huge on all sides. We're not just talking about FBS. We're talking about FCS. We're talking about Division II. Vision One. I'm talking about football and basketball. Like women's basketball, the transfer portal to me, if anybody talks or says anything, it's great. This is adding excitement. Teams can stack rosters. They have the ability to bring talent to a program. And how active you are puts together how competitive you're going to be. Now it's a different recruiting game. It's totally different. That's why I say Villanova is one of the top five, no, top two most productive program, best programs right now in basketball. One of my guys said, slow down, slow down. Tell Villanova to slow down. And what is my basis? That's probably the big thing you're looking at. What is the basis? What is he talking about? How productive? We can start back to last year if you want to, the recruiting class where he had to hurry up and get this 2022 class in there, man. I mean, him, Jay Wright, and the whole, that's interference in itself. And to be able to get Marco Jackson and Zayden High, get some guys, get on their final list real quick, you know, then you were somehow able to get a rising three-star. And Jordan Dumont. This isn't a guy. This is actually a good. Listen, he's in Villanova. You put a three-star at Villanova. Look at the resume. Eric Pascal. Yeah. He's the A-10 rookie of the year when he was there. Came to Villanova, three-star guy. Looks. Colin Gillespie. Three-star guy. So. Now you're looking into this team, and they have been active on every top recruit. When you get an early push on 2024, which he did, once he started seeing, hey, I'm not going to be able to, I need to focus on other guys, stop focusing on 2024, we can go back on 2023, I need to start focusing on 2024, and that's what he did, man. The guys he offered early, Sir Muhammad, Caleb Williams, Isaiah Abraham. These were early offers. Jaleel Bethia. He is highly favored by him. You can easily be liked by somebody or they can give you that pass like, oh, they're okay. They're cool. Yeah, I like them. But to be highly favored, they're on the list. All these guys can commit to Villanova. I think the least guy in that realm would be Isaiah Abraham, but he likes him. But Sir Muhammad, Caleb Williams, Jaleel Bethia, at any time, could be, they could be Villanova just as well, they could be anybody else. So, if we're looking at, you know, they got the, we'll talk about that on the next podcast, but going here to Villanova football, I think the defensive line is just, I'm waiting to see Aiden Howard, man. Listen, this guy is a different monster. That was a heck of a signing. And then to get Jay Green, the talent of Jay Green, but Aiden Howard was a three-star talent. Man, it looked like it was so many other programs going after Howard, but Howard is the promise here of being a major player, a major, he can be drafted. He has that type of talent. And then Jay Green can be the same person. You know, he's one of those guys who didn't get those stars, could have been a three-star player. Very good defensive end. But, you know, it's one of those guys just missed the cut, like Jalen Jackson, who's another guy I have to say a lot of love to him. He will be returning to Villanova. Big news, one of the best runners, offensive players in the FCS. You ask my opinion, everybody knows when he's on the field, he's a game changer. Okay, so no question. So looking at how this team is and how Villanova is, man, I just wanted to, you know, update everybody. Anthony Hawkins. And now you get a defensive end on this recruiting class and this team. This, here we go again. Last year, totally forgotten. I mean, don't, just remember, they got Pringle, they got Hyatt. Antonio Johnson has been rave reviews on him from players. And yes, he is their guy. You still got Bothwell. These are guys who were top recruits, three stars. Kashawn Skalters, talk to him. He is ready. The highest recruit in Villanova history, man. So, look, I'm going to get back to y'all, man. This is Villanova Podcast. I got another one coming up. Yes, we have big news for the basketball. I'm out, y'all. Rock him with-